Welcome to Your Food Business Success. This podcast is for early stage entrepreneurs in the packaged food industry ready to finally turn that delicious idea into reality. I'm your host, Sari Kimball. I have guided hundreds of food brand founders to success as an industry expert and business coach, and it's gotta be fun. In this podcast, I share with you mindset tools to become a true entrepreneur and run your business like a boss. Interviews with industry experts to help you understand the business you are actually in and food founder journeys so you can learn what worked and didn't work and not feel so alone in your own journey. Now let's jump in. All right, everyone. Welcome back to the podcast. I am so excited to welcome my guest today, my dear friend, Lee Coles, or for this podcast, Dr. Lee Coles.
That's okay. You can call me Lee.
I never call you doctor.
Oh, yes.
But let me introduce you and then we'll get to our conversation today all about making connections and how to network, which is so important. So Dr. Lee Coles is an industrial organizational psychologist, career strategist, and the founder of Career Sequel. She helps people leverage their strengths to land meaningful work that fit their lives. Lee is also a public speaker, workshop facilitator, and host of the Career Sequel podcast. And she's also like a LinkedIn expert pro. So bonus.
I love my LinkedIn.
That's right. You're going to help us with that today. Yes. So welcome. Thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me, Sari.
Yeah, it's been so fun. You and I've been friends for a while and we're both coaches and I've always been thinking about like, how could I bring Lee in on this conversation for the folks listening and people starting a packaged food business? And then I heard one of your podcasts the other day about networking and I was like, this is it. I have to bring Lee in to talk to people about this.
I weaseled my way in. I love listening to your podcast. It is so inspirational. And then, and I love listening to it while eating your products and drinking the coffee. And so all of you out there, I've sampled your goodies. I love it.
That's right. Lee is a buyer and lover.
Taste tester. Lover.
She loves it. So yeah, let's just talk a little bit about community and, you know, both from your history working with people and helping them find more meaningful work. And, but we're also coaches and we're in communities as well. So what do you see? What's the benefit of kind of getting outside of your small circle of the day-to-day people you know?
I think it feels so safe to just stay within our people. And especially when you have an idea that's pushing you outside of your comfort zone, whether it's starting a new career or it's an idea you have about food that you love that you want to bring out into the public, wanting to get that out. It feels scary and risky maybe to talk to other people about it. So I think it is totally okay to begin talking to the people closest to you. But I got to tell you, like the walls start coming down when you get out of that inner circle. Because you don't know what you don't know. Like it's all the people who are closest to you. You run in the same circles. You read the same things. You have the same friends. As soon as you push out and get, you know, start talking to people who maybe you don't hang out with a lot or people you know just peripherally, it is going to open up your world to so much more information, other groups of people that you don't come into contact with. And your opportunities are just going to open wide.
Mm, so good. And you're right. It is really scary. I know I even have people that are like, I don't even want to tell anybody. Like, I don't want to tell my friends or my family about this dream of mine. But it is so important to start talking about it with them, but then getting outside of your own little bubble. So, I mean, you know, the space, like, where do those opportunities come from? I mean, I think I've heard some stats about like where people find jobs, right? It's not with their mm-hmm. smallest ties. Right.
Exactly. So if you look at, you know, how people find jobs, first of all, in order to land a job, 80% of the people have some sort of connection to that organization. And so, and the connection doesn't have to be like your best friend, just anyone, you know, being put in touch with anyone. So I like to think of it as in terms of like a spiral. So you have, if you are the center point and you take, like, imagine you have a little dot, that's you. And if you take a pen on the dot and put a little spiral around the dot, those are your family, your closest friends. You all kind of know the same people. Okay. When you take another spiral outside of that, those are the people, like your second connections, the people who your family knows, your friends know, but maybe you don't know quite so well. And then the more you extend the spiral, the more your network is going to widen, because you will be connecting with people who know other people who have thoughts and experiences that you don't share. And that is when your world opens up.
Yeah. Yeah. I know that's been the case for me in this last year, even as I've connected with all these amazing coaches and gone on retreats and trusted that I belong there, right? And opened mm-hmm. up, and the right. more I can give and then, you know, be part of that group. And it really does. Like, I feel like my world has exploded over right. this last year.
Right. Because like I said, you don't know what you don't know.
Yeah. And tying in, you know, other people, you just never know. Like, somebody's like, oh, I know so-and-so, or I have this connection, or what about this? And so if we extrapolate that down to starting a packaged food business, I think it's very, very similar. It's, you know, getting in my world where I know all these people and I exactly. know what you don't know, and mm-hmm. and some of those things, and getting around community and other people doing it where you can have friendships and ties and mentors.
Right.
And,
right. So someone who is not in your world right now, say you're listening to Sari's podcast, but you're not connected to your world. Well, Sari, you're connected to, so you have so many people in your orbit right yeah. now that you work with all the time. So connecting to you, then you get to be in your orbit, sharing all those people who you know. It's just, it expands your possibilities.
Yeah. So good. I love that, because yeah. And everything just multiplies and grows. And I have a philosophy of just being super, super generous with all of it, right? Like, get right. into my world,
exactly.
but
exactly.
get into other people's world, and then also offer and be willing to, you know, to give as well, which I'm sure we'll talk a little bit more about that.
Yes. Yes. That is yes. key.
So if we're talking about in person, well, let's see, where do we want to go next? Did we talk enough about the circles and like why it's so important to get out of your own little bubble?
Yeah, I think one thing is, you touched on this earlier, it feels vulnerable when you have a new idea. Mm-hmm. And there's so much, I mean, I know everyone listening right now, you've kind of planned so much in your head. You have these dreams in your head, and you see your future, and it's in your head. Step one is to just get it out of your head. Even if it's just to your best friend or your family member, just getting it out of your head into the air, into someone else's ear, is a huge first step. Like, just tell somebody. You can say, you know, if you're eating like your favorite food that you know that everybody loves, that everybody's telling you, you got to put this out into the world. Next time someone says, oh my gosh, this is so good, this is so amazing, you could say, you know, I'm thinking about trying to actually get this on shelves in the local store, or I'm thinking about trying to get this into Whole Foods or mm-hmm. or beyond. Just saying that one sentence watch what that does. Watch what that does. People are going to take it and run with it. And I think especially with food, people love to talk about food. Food is just, it's such a sensory experience. People, it makes people happy. It from the inside out, like it makes people happy, and yes, people are going to want to talk about it, and you're going to be so surprised at how people are going to want to support you and the positive feedback that you're going to get.
You know, I love a good farmer's market, and they are an incredible amount of time and energy and money. And you don't want to just hope that you're profitable. Instead, I want you to go through this exercise, this free market planning tool, this checklist that Danny and I created as part of the Uplevel workshop. We are giving this to you for free. You just need to go to foodbizsuccess.com/marketplan, and you can download part of the worksheet that we gave in the workshop. It'll take you through the full exercise around planning for profitability and making sure you understand what your break-even point is. It's so important that you go into farmers markets with a plan, that you understand what it's going to take for you to be profitable, and then we can solve for that problem. Or you may decide that that market's not the right market for you. Either way, you'll be making decisions like a CEO. Go grab that free market plan checklist at foodbizsuccess.com/market plan.
Oh, that's such a good point. I think that we're so worried about what people, you know, the judgment of people, yeah, and criticism. And I've had clients do like Kiva loans or other crowdsourcing things, and they've been so nervous. I mean, they've started their business, they have things going, uh-huh, but then going and asking people for money or for support in more than just words, maybe. But right, they have all been so pleasantly surprised at the warm reception and the feedback and the outpouring of generosity. And I think sometimes we probably skew negative, that we think everybody's going to have negative thoughts, right, about us, or exactly, ambivalent.
Right. Or that people are going to try to poke holes in your plan. And maybe, I want people to know that you don't have to have all the answers. You're not supposed to have all the answers at this stage. Mm. If someone says, gosh, that sounds like a great idea, how are you going to do it? You can absolutely say, I don't know, I'm trying to figure that out. Do you have any ideas? Like, just be open and honest. This is a new adventure, and you're learning as you go. And so just know that if people have questions, like open yourself up to those questions, and also just be open to saying, I have no idea. Like, do you know anyone who could help? Do you have any ideas? Like, if you have any ideas, I'd love to hear, yes, them. Like, it is absolutely fine to not have it all planned out. Like, this is, you're just starting off and you're not supposed to have all the answers.
Yeah. And I love that you kind of brought in that who, not how, mm-hmm, concept that we both love, of like, who else? Well, you know, who else should I talk to? And you're using your small network to try to expand it out just a little bit. And those are the, exactly, people you know the best. So they would, mm-hmm, feel very comfortable connecting you. And it's okay to ask people for help.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Oh, that's so good. I'm glad we went there and touched on that. That's big. Yes. That's really, yes, big.
It, yeah, is. Yeah. And one thing that you did mention, you talked about the concept of generosity. And I know I've asked, I think, Sari, when I think of Sari, I think of generosity. In fact, mm-hmm, I asked you to become a guest on my podcast coming up to talk about generosity. I think if you go into networking with a spirit of generosity, that's where you get the gold, because the gold really is forming new relationships. I think, like, when you say the word networking, it just, yeah, it makes my skin crawl, even, you know, when you say networking, it just sounds like like you have a plan and you're trying to extract information from people, and it doesn't feel good. And that, I think, is maybe what I like to think of as the old concept of networking. When I teach people about networking, it is not about an agenda. It is about getting to know people, forming relationships, being your authentic self, and also being really curious about other people and their what they've done, and getting other people just to talk about themselves. I think that that is the key to networking. I want to come up with a different name, networking, because
it's relationship building. It's really
There you go. There you go. Relationship building.
It's not as catchy as networking, but it is a better description, because
that's what it needs to be.
As this introvert, right? I see networking and I like, I want to run the other way, but
exactly.
But that's what we're going to talk about, how to get over those when you hear the word networking, or to reframe it as this is relationship building.
Right.
Yeah,
exactly.
And a relationship to me implies two ways, right? It's giving and receiving.
Yes. It is not about what can you do for me? Tell me everything you know. Thank you. I'm walking away from you. Like, right. Give me all your contacts. Goodbye. It is about a reciprocal relationship, like really getting to know someone. And it feels good when you make a new friend, it feels good. And I see networking or relationship building is a chance to make new friends and help each other out. Yeah. Like winning is contagious. So when you help other people win, you win too.
Yes. Yes. Let's transition to in person first. Things are opening back up, obviously post pandemic, mm-hmm. or wherever we're at in this thing. And, if you live in a place, there's lots of cities with in-person networking groups specifically for packaged food. You could look at like Naturally Network, or see if there's some organizations in your area. But I think you could also extend that you don't have to be in an industry specific group. I think it's still important that you are building connections, and like there's still value and gold to be found in
right
out of your industry in person. So I think of in person, and sometimes in my brain, I'm just immediately like, no, it's a no. And then I think, well, right. Wait, why is this important? Why should I do this? So how can we prepare ahead of time, especially if you're an introvert like myself?
Well, I know. I think your brain, when you hear networking event, your brain goes to, you're in a business suit and you have your business cards. Yeah, you have your business cards, and you have your uncomfortable but fashionable shoes on, and you're walking around a ballroom, and I just think that is something that's largely of the past. And I think especially in the food business, there are so many other opportunities to connect with people in terms of the store, the stores that you want to be in, or farmers markets. Also, I feel like, and you tell me this, Sari, are there opportunities just to share food in together? I don't know if there is.
Yeah. I mean, even trying to find, you could even create your own group of farmers market vendors, or coming into, I think, just even entrepreneurship groups, right? Like, it doesn't have to be in the food industry. So what kind of things, like, how do you help people to be more comfortable whenever they walk into the room?
I think the biggest thing is not to go in with an agenda. Like, you're not going in to get to solve your problems, or like with a list of questions. I'm just really go in with an open mind, and like we said before, just think about making new connections, building relationships, meeting some interesting people, and also find out about other people's stories. So I think that is a huge thing, is no one wants to be talked at. People like to talk about themselves. So take advantage of that. Be the person who ask questions to of other people, like, and not how can you help me questions, but tell me about your story. Or if it is a, you know, if there is a group of people who are, you know, who are putting their food out into the world, what's the story about your food, or how did you get the idea to do that? Like, I think get people talking about themselves and you are going to learn so much. And psychological studies show, this is so interesting, that when people talk about themselves, have a conversation, and when they do most of the talking, they will actually rate the conversation as being more enjoyable. They have higher levels of liking the person they've been talking with, so that people are going to like you more, have more fun, say that it was a great conversation, and even say that they learned more about you when you, isn't that funny? When you get them to talk,
right?
And that's the start of building a relationship, you know, just getting people to talk about themselves. And that's how you're going to learning about their stories will ultimately not only help you get to know them better, help you connect with them better. It's going to be able to forge the foundation of a better relationship.
Right. So some good questions I heard you say are like, just tell me your story, or tell me how, you know, the history of your food, or what gave you the idea. Are there any other good questions that you found that kind of break the ice? You know, it's like you see somebody, you walk up to, you're like, ah.
Yeah. I mean, what do you have in your head right now? Like, there's something that's really scaring you in your head when you're envisioning this networking opportunity. Tell me, what is it that you see, Sari?
I just feel really awkward, like, especially like if you're kind of breaking into a, you know, maybe a couple of people chatting and, you know, you're kind of like, hi.
Yeah.
So I think I want to be able to say like the right question that feels like comfortable and open and not too graspy or like, right. Just like, so what brings you here?
Yeah, exactly. I think, if it's a networking event for entrepreneurs, you can walk in and say, hi, I'm Sari, you know, and you can, if you feel awkward or if you're new or it's the first networking event you've been to, you can say, this is my first time, you know, how about you? Have you been here before? And then turn the conversation again to them. Don't think, oh my gosh, I've come to this place. I got to get out my business cards. I need for everybody here to hear my story. Here's my story. Just be curious about them. So, and that also gives you a chance to relax, like just taking the pressure off yourself, put it back on them, reflect it back on them. I think if you are talking to someone who is in the food business as well, who has put their, you know, brought their food out and has it on shelves, if you're talking to that a person, you can say, tell me about the story. What made you decide to do this? And when they talk to you about it, some great follow-up questions are like, what were some of the biggest challenges that you had? And another question is, what do you wish that you knew ahead of time? Like, looking back, like if you could have had one piece of information that you wish that you had had before, what would that be? And then before you say goodbye, if you're still talking, you could say, gosh, is there anyone else you feel like would be good to talk to? Because this is skipping to the end of the conversation, where, you know, maybe you've talked about you as well. It's always good to see if there's another name, if there's another person, or even if there's a resource. Is there a group, a group or a podcast even that would be useful to listen to?
Right. Mm-hmm. What about asking somebody, like you said, skipping ahead to like, okay, I've shared a little bit about what I'm doing and the business I'm trying to create, and skipping towards the end saying something like, you know, what is your biggest need right now? Or is there something I could do to help you?
I love that.
Does that kind of open the door for that back and forth conversation?
And that's so scary, isn't it? So if that's the that's the generosity piece, you know, because sure, they've probably shared their story by now, or we hope they have. Mm-hmm. And everybody's story, there's still adventures ahead in their stories. There are still challenges ahead. So I love saying that, saying like, I want to help you too. Is what can I do to help? You know, is there something that I can do for you? I think that is fantastic.
And I think when you're, you know, if I was just starting out and I offered somebody that question, I think I would be worried or nervous about them being like, oh, well, I need da 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 da. And you're like, oh, I'm not even like, I'm still figuring it out for myself. But if somebody's like further along than you, a lot of times, you know, sometimes they might even just say like, oh, we're just, you know, we just need awareness, or, you know, go like our page, or, you know, like, tell your friends about us or something like that. Like, it's usually something you can do. It's not going to be like, well, I need a co-packer in California. Like, XYZ. So, so don't be too worried about that question. And even if you don't know, you can just say, oh, that, you know, let me think about that. And maybe I know somebody, right? It's all about like the ties, and maybe you do know somebody who could help.
Exactly. And, you know, you mentioned liking or on social media. That could be if someone has an Instagram or a LinkedIn, then that's great to know. Like, you can say, do you have a LinkedIn account? Do you have an Instagram account? And then add them, follow them, connect with them, and show up for them. They will see you every day. I mean, people, if you are on Instagram, you know that it's an effort to put a post out. And when you put a post out, you're always wondering, oh, will anyone see it? And so just having you show up and like it or comment on it, that will keep you in this person's mind. And it's a great way to just say, hey, I'm thinking of you, like, I'm cheering you on.
I love that, because we're not about like, okay, let's exchange business cards and I'm going to email you and like start following them on, you know, friend them or whatever on LinkedIn, or comment on their Instagram posts or whatever. Mm-hmm. But that's, like you said, you're keeping yourself top of mind. They're like, you know, she just commented on my LinkedIn post that I did. Like, you know, you're like, that's cool. Like, you're giving before you get, and it's really a great strategy.
Yeah. So you're going to let me talk about LinkedIn now?
Yeah. So I was telling you before, and just so people listening, that I think a lot of food brands are like, LinkedIn, what? Why do I need that? And there's no question that when you're talking directly to your consumer, your customer, that you're going to want to use Instagram and TikTok and all those kind of more social platforms. But LinkedIn in the food industry is really important as you grow your business and want to get on store shelves. That is where buyers are at. That's where store leadership is at. So that is a place that you will want to spend some time as a food brand, especially if you start to pursue grocery, any kind of like retail outlet. So I just want to preface it with that. So help us from that place with LinkedIn, whether we have an account or not.
Yeah. Okay. You guys have to get on LinkedIn. And it's for your consumers too, for the people who are going to enjoy your food too. I would argue that they would love to see it on LinkedIn. So I love LinkedIn just because there's not as much noise on LinkedIn. Instagram, everyone is battling for attention. It is so noisy on Instagram. And yes, I understand that Instagram, you know, it's a great way to feature photographs of your food, but you can still do that on LinkedIn. So on LinkedIn, it is just easier for people to hear your voice, and it's easier for people to connect, and it is easier to develop these relationships because there's not as much noise. So what you do, I mean, LinkedIn, where do I begin? You know, you begin again with that inner spiral, like just people who you know, but then think about the people in the food industry who you want to get to know. Like think about leadership at the production or the stores, and they are all on LinkedIn. So what you do is you send a connection request. So don't just do a generic request, a connection request, just three sentences or even two sentences. Hi, so-and-so. I see that you are in charge, or I see that you work in X industry or in this store. I'm a food creator, or I'm a baker, or I love what you do, or just one sentence, just sort of explaining why you're connecting with them, and then say, I'd appreciate having you in my network. And that's it. So it doesn't have to be rocket science, just a personal message with one sentence saying why you're reaching out to them. Yeah. And another sentence saying, it would be great to have you in my network. And then once you are connected, see what they're posting. What are they posting? And when you hit like on LinkedIn, when you hit like, your little face pops up. So they get to see you, your name and face pops up. When you put a comment on their post, your little face with your name pops up. So they will be seeing you and they will get to know you. And on LinkedIn, if they post and you support their post by liking it or by commenting it, that helps push their post out into the LinkedIn universe.
Right.
And so it really helps them. So it really helps them, and they will really appreciate that. So even if it's, if you're interested in, if someone created a food product that just got on the shelves that you love and you would love to follow in this person's footsteps and you wonder how they put their product out there, even reaching out to them on LinkedIn.
Yeah, that's a great idea.
Start with that person. Yeah, start with that personalized connection request. Hi, so-and-so, I love your power bar so much, and really admire what you've done, being able to get it on shelves. I'd appreciate having you in my network. And then you can, you know, support them and reach out to them, even reach out and ask if they want to have a conversation.
Right. And that's the next level, which we'll talk about here in just a second. I did have a question that came up in our Food Business Success membership. Mm-hmm. We had a group coaching call, and somebody asked, she's like, she has a contract job, right? She has a full-time job or she's doing other work. So she has like her very professional LinkedIn profile. And then she was asking whether she should start a new one for, you know, entrepreneurship and for this business specifically. What do you think about that? Or how do you marry the two where you're actively doing work outside of your business?
So no, you should not have two profiles. You should have one profile, but really LinkedIn is about who you are. And maybe you are, say you're a financial analyst. Okay. So you're a financial analyst, but you are also a baker or a chef or a food connoisseur, whatever you might want to say. You can be multidimensional in LinkedIn. It is not you. This is not about you marketing for your company. Mm. This is about you, like marketing for yourself, really. Like, what do you want to be known for? Like, you could be the financial guru who is also baking amazing cookies and putting them out into the marketplace. So even your LinkedIn headline, I think it adds a little more. I was just going to say, that adds more flavor. And I totally did not, like that pun was not intended, but I guess that works. I know you guys. Yeah. You guys must be so sick of like food puns, but it does though. It people want to know who you are. So you could say, you know, financial analyst and, you know, list off other things you do and, you know, food connoisseur or cookie inventor or whatever it happens to be, that's who you are. And that's what you do. So put that out into the world. We're multidimensional people. Like, and you're more interesting. I mean, I personally think a financial advisor who's a cookie inventor. I want to meet that person more than, you know, just the plain old financial advisor, right?
It does. It makes it a lot more interesting. Yeah.
Or even the plain old cookie inventor. Like, she's a cookie inventor and a financial advisor. Like, right? Cool. So yeah.
And just as a, you know, sometimes people ask me about whether they should tell their work, you know, because a lot of times food businesses are side hustles to start with. And
right.
I personally think, I don't think you need to like be out there and always talking about it or like going to HR and saying, just to let you know, I'm starting a business. But like, I think it's really interesting to talk about. And I think actually you can make a lot of good connections at work. And at the very least, people tend to want to buy your product and support you.
I was going to say, if you, again, I think especially even through the pandemic, people are realizing that we are multifaceted, that we may have a corporate job, but we have a life. I mean, the pandemic with Zoom, it brought people into each other's homes with their pets and the alarms going off or the lawn mowing outside, the dogs, whatever, the kids, and they know that you have other interests. So I say, if you are that cookie inventor, bring the cookies into the office.
Right.
Let people sample them. Say, I love doing this too. You know, I think people love to, you know, commune over food. And so share that.
Right. And if there really is a concern, I mean, I think it's all how you word it too, right? If it's like, you know, like, I'm just trying to get out of this stupid job that I hate to start my cookie business versus like, this is just something fun I'm trying and it exactly. doesn't take anything away from my work and what I'm doing.
Exactly. So. Do what you need to do in your job. Yeah. And then like bake or cook some magic on the side.
Years ago, when I started using LinkedIn, I felt like the rules were you don't connect with somebody or accept their request to be friends, connect professionally on LinkedIn, unless you knew them in person, like you had met them at an event. So I'm curious, has that changed at all, especially with COVID? What are the new rules?
Yeah. The rules are different on LinkedIn than they are like on Facebook, for example. If you get a Facebook request from someone you don't know, that's creepy. You don't do that on Facebook. I mean, Instagram, it's kind of whoever usually on Instagram. LinkedIn, just give some context, give a little bit of context. And people don't want to be, I mean, so many people connect on LinkedIn and then just are trying to sell you something. And so that is not something you want. You want to support people on LinkedIn and you can absolutely have relationships with people, talk to people. But you want to be supporting them as well. It should be a two-way street on LinkedIn, but otherwise people are usually very open to connecting with you on LinkedIn. If you just give them a little bit of context. And remember, it does not have to be Facebook level. Like, your friend is my neighbor. Like, no, you don't need to do that. It's okay.
That's good. That's really helpful. Yeah. And then when you're on there as like the brand, the owner, I know there's also an option that you can start like just your, you know, a company page as well, which I don't really see any downside to that. It's just one more thing you got to manage, but
that's true.
And maybe post on. But I mean, I would recommend posting maybe not all the content that you would on Instagram, but you know, if you're launching a new flavor or you just got into a new farmer's market or you're reading an interesting article about, you know, you found a great resource or something like that, like it's okay to like go and post and get people aware. I mean, everybody on LinkedIn eats. So,
okay. So one thing that I love about LinkedIn is they have a feature called groups. Okay. So this is going to be really helpful for people. So you can go to LinkedIn, click on groups. And if you type in food business, all sorts of stuff is going to come up and some things will be more relevant to you and less relevant to you. But then like if you search for food business, for example, and then click on that, you can join the group that usually, you know, maybe it takes a day or something for, there's usually some kind of period of time where they approve you, but you can literally join as many groups as you want. And then yeah. once you're in the groups, you have access to all the names of the people who are in that group. And I would recommend connecting to that. You can connect with 100 people a week. It used to be that you could connect with it was unlimited basically before. I forget what the number was, but it was something crazy high. But then LinkedIn just started to rein it in a little bit as more okay. people got on it. But that is a great way to get involved in a community, get information on, you know, from a specific community that relates to what you're trying to do with your business.
Yeah. I love that. Yeah. I'm definitely in a couple of groups. Another good search term for people listening is like CPG or consumer packaged goods. So putting in those as well would be helpful to find those groups.
Right.
And then they're going to offer resources and have conversations and again, contributing and, you know, keeping yeah. the conversation going. And then also think about what questions could you post and be a part right. of that group.
Yeah. See, I mean, once you embed yourself into LinkedIn and you get, you know, you're connected to these groups, see what posts come up for you and what ones resonate with you. And I find that if you have something to share or tips for other people, that really is well received on LinkedIn.
Yeah. And I'll just do a little plug too for Facebook groups, because I have my own private food business success Facebook group, but groups are only as good as the people participating in them, right? And so the more people who are asking questions and cheering each other on and participating, the quality of the whole group raises. So we all have to do our part if you're in a group.
And Sari, for example, for those of you, if say, for instance, you are not in Sari's Facebook group, think about, you know, when I was talking about the spirals, okay? Think about like the levels of spirals out that are in your group, Sari, you know, that like if people connect in your Facebook group, they're going to all of a sudden be connected to all sorts of people who they would have never, ever met before. People all around the world, people who have so many connections that you would never be connected to. So that's a gold mine, just getting to know those people. Like you're going to expand yourself. And it's also just low risk. I mean, if you're in a Facebook group with people who are going through the same thing that you're going through, you can be more vulnerable. You can share your problems. I mean, you can openly say, I don't know what's going on. How can you help me here? And people will be there to help you out.
Yes, 100%. And since we're on the topic of groups anyway, I just cannot believe that inside Food Business Success, we have our Fuel community. I cannot believe some of the connections that have come from that, where people are having conversations offline and they're having phone calls and they're buying right. each other's products. And I mean, there is a level of like, you know, sometimes LinkedIn can be very, it's a wide pool, right? But we're not necessarily yeah. going super deep with people. So having a mix where you're also in groups where you can have those connections offline and a little more personal and we do our monthly calls. And so people get to know each other and you and I are in some groups as well, where we have that same mm-hmm. thing. And it's so cool to be part of a group, but then also have like your special buddies that you're like,
oh yeah,
growing and expanding your worlds and really, you know, taking it to the next level. So I cannot say enough about get in groups, get in some and yes. participate and go deeper with some and just right. make it a priority. People are like, exactly. I don't know how much time, I don't have any time for this. Make time.
right. You will wind up saving time and yeah. saving money because of the relationships that you make.
Absolutely. I'm so much further along and so much better off. And I know that for me participating in my groups and then my people who are in my groups are so much further along and I see it and it's the coolest
thing. Yeah. And I think you've talked on your podcast about engines. Hmm. And those are the people around you who are supporting you and cheering you on. And those people help push you forward, help you achieve your goals, reach your goals. And they're helping you along when you're slipping and falling, they're picking you up or they're offering advice. So if you can expose yourself to more people who are like that, more people who understand what you're going through, then you're going to get there faster and it's going to be a more enjoyable ride.
Yeah. I think one of my fears I had to kind of work through with some of our groups, the retreats we've been on is like, my voice matters and people want to hear from me. And so I just want to offer that like, whatever group you're in, you might say like, oh, nobody wants to hear from me. I don't really have much to say. But again, the quality of the group is based on the quality of the conversations and the multitude of conversations. So I just want to say like to anybody listening, your voice matters and you do belong in those rooms and you have important things to say and people want to hear from you.
Right. And people share your concerns too. I mean, you may feel like if you have challenges that you're alone in that. And I'm telling you, as soon as you voice it, there are going to be 10, not 10 people, like way more, I'm sure, who will say, oh my gosh, I totally hear what you're saying. Or yeah. I was exactly where you were a month ago and I did this and oh my gosh, I'm in such a better place. It's a way to share and to grow together.
Yeah, absolutely. And I see that in my groups where people will post a challenge that they're having or just kind of share where they're at. And, you know, I mean, there's like, you know, 10 people saying, thank you so much for sharing that. I need to hear that or you can do it. And so being willing to put yourself out there is so important.
So often when you look on Instagram or just generic Facebook, not Facebook groups, but just people like to put the scrubbed, shiny, clean, pretty version of themselves out there. Yeah. And I think when you get involved in groups and really start having authentic conversations, you get to see it feels good because you know that it's not all pretty and everybody's going through what you're going through. It just, I find that it makes it easier to grow because you're not beating yourself up for not being perfect. You realize that that's not how it really is.
Yeah. And you're just not so isolated and in your own
space
and in your own drama all the time.
Right. Exactly. Yeah.
So I wanted to circle back to a question around LinkedIn. So let's say I get a conversation going or, you know, I connect with, let's say a buyer, and we've connected now and I'm posting on, you know, commenting on their posts and liking them. What do I do next to maybe take that to that next level with somebody like that?
I call it, one of two things. I kind of call it a listening tour. It's also like an informational interview where and this is after you've supported them and they kind of, you know, maybe you've gone back and forth or you've made some comments. You can send them a message and say, I love what you're doing in, you know, be specific because there are lots of generic spammy. And I know when people really haven't studied what I do, they'll say something that's off and I'll be like, next, you don't know me, you know? So say something specific to what they've done and say, I would love to hear about, I would love to talk to you about your story. Again, make it about them, not you, not I want this. Can you give me this? Just say, do you have 20 minutes to have a virtual coffee or 20 minutes to meet online or over Zoom or on the phone and send that out to them. And so often they will, especially if you are genuinely curious, if they can tell that they know who you are and that you know who they are, like they will say yes. And so that is when, again, you reach out to them and then set up a conversation. You can have and that is when you ask them some of the questions that we talked about, you know, what you would do in a face-to-face networking space. Tell me about your story. You know, what challenges have you faced? If you could do this all over again, like, what would you do differently? And then end it with, is there anyone who you feel like I should talk to? Or, and if they say, oh yes, you know, and again, I'm saying this, thinking that by this time you will have shared a little bit about what you're doing. So ask them if there's anyone that they recommend you speak to. And if so, you can ask, would you mind connecting us? Yeah. And that is kind of key, because if they reach out to their friend and say, hey, can you talk to so-and-so, then their friend will be much more likely to talk to you.
Yeah.
And then keep the cycle going, like reach out to that person, have another conversation, ask that person if there's someone you can connect to. And again, there's your network broadening, and there's the information that your knowledge level is broadening as well. And always follow up with these people. Say, thank you so much. It was so, so good to talk to you, and I really appreciate it. And continue to like and comment on their posts. Continue to be there to support them. Don't just drop them thinking, right, okay, I
got what I needed from you.
Yeah. 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 Continue to show up for them.
Yeah. I love that. Mm-hmm. So I guess a couple of things from that is keeping it short and brief,
yeah,
and you like being very mindful of that time. Like, people are busy, right, and you need to be like, don't say 20 minutes and then you just keep talking, or, you know, it keeps going. Like, even if you're having a great conversation, you might say like, hey, there's more I'd love to ask you, but I want to be mindful of the time. Do you have a few extra minutes, or maybe we could circle back or something like that, right?
Yeah,
if it's going really well, just be extra mindful. I mean, I think somebody like me, when somebody asked me for that, it's really important that we stick to the time. And
that is so true.
Yeah.
That is so true. Their time is valuable and they are giving it to you. And, you know, also if you stick to the time and absolutely respect that, then if you need to hop on with them again, they will know what they're in for. You know, they'll know, oh, I can talk to so-and-so and it's going to be 20 minutes, like on the dot. Right. I can schedule this person right in here.
Yeah. I mean, it's trust, right? You're honoring your word. You're saying what you know, and so that goes a long way, especially if you want them to connect you with other people and that you're not the one that just, you know, turns a 20 minute conversation into a 45 minute one. Really important. And, having your elevator pitch really dialed in, because that'll help with the brevity of it. I find early stage people, like when I ask them about who they are, what their business is, like there's a really long story, which is fine for me when I'm learning about you. But when you're trying to talk with somebody, you need a pretty punchy, quick, confident.
And we're talking, we're talking two sentences, just two sentences about yourself. So decide what you want that to be. I've done, you know, I help, or I, let's say, I'm trying to craft an elevator pitch on the fly.
The one that comes to mind is someone I'm working with. So let me give it a try. Hi, I'm Kayla, and I'm the co-founder of Betty Jean Cuisine, and we make artisan aiolis with plant-based and allergen-friendly ingredients.
Oh my gosh. I want some now. Yeah. Perfect. Yes. Leave them wanting more. Let them answer. Let them ask the questions. They do not need to know your whole life story. Because here's the thing. If you get on a phone call with this person you've been trying to connect with, you have 20 minutes. If you spend those 20 minutes telling your entire life story, you get off. And then what do you have? No, you want them to be talking so that what could you learn from this person in 20 minutes?
Right. Because 20 minutes will go by very fast. It
absolutely will. Have it dialed in for sure. Yeah. Yeah.
Write out some of your questions ahead of time. Have your elevator pitch ready to go. Mm-hmm. I love it. Mm-hmm. I love it. All right. That is some great tips. And anything else to add about LinkedIn or any of these other topics we just went over.
I think the biggest thing is approach this whole process with authenticity and generosity. You cannot go wrong if you do that, and it will feel good at the end, and during the whole process will feel so good and kind to yourself. If you are authentic, you're just who you are, and you're generous. You're giving to someone else. It feels good to, like, humans are designed to be generous and to be authentic. And that's how you're going to feel the most comfortable. And that's how you're going to develop the best relationships.
Yeah. So good. I know the times when I left Whole Foods, I did those informational interviews, and I'm so grateful to the people who gave me, you know, it was more like 30 minutes or 45 minute coffees in person at that time. But like, those things really helped jumpstart me to the next place that, you know, just, and that was more like, what do I do with my life after Whole Foods? But just learning about what other people are doing, but it's so important. And I know every time I've taken those leaps where I'm putting myself out there and I'm giving, and, but I'm also asking for things, it really kickstarts the trajectory wherever I'm going. It's amazing.
Right. Right. And one thing that has happened since the pandemic is we don't have to get dressed up, get in our car, drive someplace, park the car, get out, walk around a boardroom to connect. You can just sit down in your home and boom, 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 just get to the meat of it and do it that way.
Yeah. And I think we all appreciate that. I know I do. Yeah. It's so rare that I will do a in-person coffee or something like that anymore. It's like, no, I just don't have the time to go, you know, get in my car, go park. Exactly. Like,
yes. Virtual coffees, teas, whatever, you know, while eating your amazing bar or dipping in your beautiful sauce.
That's right.
You could do that.
I love it. Well, thank you, Lee, for coming on. This was so great. This is exactly what I wanted to kind of share with people, is just these benefits of getting in groups and how to talk and expand your network and really, add fire, add gasoline to the fire.
Yes, definitely. Yeah. I am excited for all your listeners who are putting their food out into the world, because I want to buy it. I want to eat the chips and the cookies and the sauces and, like, bring it. I want to go to Whole Foods and see your stuff. Please.
I love it. Well, how about this? When this episode comes out, everybody who's hearing this should put a link to their website in the comment.
Okay.
We will have a whole bunch of new goodies to choose from.
I want you to. I can't wait.
I love it. Well, Lee, tell us where people could go find you if they want to just hear you talk more about all these great tools, and who knows, as they shift, they may be shifting into new careers and all sorts of good things. So,
So I have a podcast. It's the Career Sequel Podcast, and you can find it where you listen to podcasts. I'm on LinkedIn. Could you guess that?
What?
Okay, I am on LinkedIn, people. So, connect with me. Just, you can say, hey, I heard, this is what you say. You send me a direct, you send me a message, a connect message. You say, hi, Lee, I heard you on Sari's podcast. It would be great to have you in my network. Boom. We're all connected. We're friends. Right? And you can ask me. And if you need help with anything, just ask. I'm so happy to help you. You can also go to my website, careersequel.com. I'm on Instagram as well. And I, like I said, I want to eat all your food. So connect with me and tell me what food product you're working on. And I am just a happy food sampler. So
yes.
Bring it.
She is a very happy consumer, eater of all the foods.
Yes.
I love it. All right, Lee, thanks so much for joining me today. This was a real pleasure.
Thanks for having me. It was so fun, Sari.
Oh my gosh. I adore Lee and I always learn so much from her, especially around LinkedIn. So thank you to her. I just cannot stress, and that's why I wanted to bring somebody else on who knows this as her industry. I cannot stress how important it is that you get outside of your little bubble. You start expanding your spiral. You grow that web and you make new connections. The faster you want to go, the bigger your network needs to be. And my network has grown tremendously in the 6 years I've been doing this. And if you want the fastest way is to get inside Food Business Success and come join us inside Fuel, our monthly membership, where you can get on calls with me and have access to everything and everyone I know and this amazing group of other foodpreneurs. But there are lots of other groups out there. We have the free private Facebook group for Food Business Success, and there are other CPG groups out there. And certainly LinkedIn and Facebook are probably your best options. So please, please, if you don't do anything else to help your business move forward, start expanding your community, grow your networks, go give before you get, and just see how quickly and how far you can go. Until next time, have an amazing week. The smartest thing you can do as an entrepreneur is to invest in a who to help you with the how, to speed up your journey and help you skip the line. When you are ready for more support and accountability to finally get this thing done, you can work with me in two ways. Get me all to yourself with one-on-one business coaching or join Food Business Success, which includes membership inside Fuel, our community of food business founders that includes monthly live group coaching calls and so much more. It's one of my favorite places to hang out and I would love to see you there. Go to foodbizsuccess.com to start your journey towards your own food business success.